Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn ears and the fucking place to be. Let's say this. Put aside your manners, okay? Drop your pretension. We're gonna say some cuss words, and we're gonna talk about things like duty and crotch smell and the fact that my co-host is a bald fucking dickhead who looks like a fucking smallmouth bass. And when I say that, I mean your friend of mine with me as always. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how are you doing tonight, buddy? How's everything going on with you?
I'm really not into all this.
Spit it out.
I'm not. You know.
What do you got?
Fuck the salutations and everything. We need to stop this and interrupt this broadcast right now and do a Is It Gay? There's nothing else we can do but an Is It Gay?
Now,
we
haven't done it in a long time. What is an Is It Gay?
We must do an Is It Gay. An Is It Gay is what I like to utilize to determine if something, an action or a mannerism
is effeminate. You did some prep.
Is effeminate.
Well, I got news for you. I wasn't expecting this because I don't have the music ready, but I'll sing it for you. Do you want me to sing it?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents Is It Gay? Anytime you want to cut in.
All right, let's cut in. Are you familiar with an individual by the name of E.J. McGrathy III?
Yes, I am. That's our buddy Ed McGrath, who is your friend. He is your confidant. He's a pal and a confidant.
He's the consigliere.
Well, you know what, Frank? If you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you'd see that the biggest gift would be from Ed.
Absolutely. He's got a heart of gold.
And it would have all kinds of shitty fucking whore germs on it. Because he pays for sex. Speaking of paying for sex.
That's not really relevant at the moment.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yeah, this is the consigliere.
Oh boy.
You know what, Ed? I'm sorry. We'll talk to you later. You call back. Let Frank finish.
No, it's all right.
No. I hung up on him because I honestly don't want to commit suicide on my own show. He'll call back whenever you're ready for him.
I would like him to call back now. It's pertinent to the conversation. It's pertinent to the Is It Gay?
Hold on. Are you guys planning something? Is this a tag team effort?
No. I'm giving you the story from beginning to end.
Well, what I'm saying is you didn't ask Ed to call in on the show. He just called in the minute he heard his name. I sense something is afoot. That's all I'm going to say.
Here's the deal.
Hold on. Ed, you're back on the show. Please don't make any fucking shitty jokes.
No, that'd be it for the day.
Okay. Leave that to Frank. Frank, what do you got?
Okay. E.J. McGrathy, I was talking on the phone with E.J. McGrathy, and he said to me...
Folks, just call me Ed, please.
Yeah. Ed. You don't have to give his middle initial and last name. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, Ed, our buddy Ed... You were talking to him.
I was talking to him on the phone, and he says, "Frank, you got to stop whatever it is you're doing, and sign up to Facebook right now." I was dumbfounded. I was like, "What could this be? What could be on Facebook that's so critical?"
So there's something on Facebook, and Ed called you up.
Well, I was
about what
with
time?
Him.
About what time of day?
I don't recall. In the evening. I don't really recall.
What were you wearing at the exact moment that Ed... No, it's not. It's highly relevant. What were you wearing at the time that your buddy Ed, your pal, called you?
I don't recall.
Some kind of a long-sleeve t-shirt number?
Probably.
It's a safe bet. Okay, so Ed called you and he said you have to get on Facebook.
He says you have to go onto Facebook now and look at what Ken put in there.
I fucking know.
And I says I don't see anything recent. He goes, just put his name in the goddamn thing. I put his name in there, and lo and behold, the gayest thing I've ever seen a man do. You had your goddamn dog dressed up in a phallic symbol.
Hold on. The gayest thing you've ever seen is a dog in a costume? This is from the person who shared a half booth with Ed. You shared a half booth at a fucking burger place, thighs touching, and yet a picture of my dog wearing a goddamn Halloween costume is gay?
Is it gay for a man to enter his dog into a pet Halloween costume and dress him like a fucking banana?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you, is it gay?
100% yes, it's gay. For a man to enter his dog into a Halloween costume.
Oh, here comes the catch.
Contest. Because, Ed, since you took such fucking exception with this. Hey, you know what, Ed? Ed, I'm sorry that I engaged in a wholesome activity with a woman. I'm sorry that's what I did. I went with my girlfriend who put Teddy in a goddamn banana costume, which I enjoy. I enjoy it, and she entered him in a costume. You want to call me a faggot for not...
Should
I... Hold on, Ed. Would I have been straight if I slipped her two bills?
Now, Frank, can you answer this question for me? Who was the first one to call this costume gay?
I called it gay. You said it. I think it was ridiculous or something of that nature.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Ed, you just thought it was stupid. Okay. I get that.
I just thought it was silly.
But
I did agree with him after I thought that, banana...
Right. You do agree it's gay. Would you admit that, Ed?
Frank,
Ken, you dressed your dog up in a banana costume. The fucking thing's sad as hell on there. And then Ed pointed to me that a banana is a phallic symbol. You dressed your dog up in a dick.
Okay, wait a minute. First of all, you guys are over fucking analyzing this. You're absolutely over analyzing this. The fact that you see a banana costume and the first thing you think of is a cock. And not only that, you're egging each other on and getting each other's juices flowing in preparation for the next time you meet and put plastic down and have one of your fucking hangouts. I saw the video. You put plastic down in Ed's car because you don't want any of your fucking juices to get in his interior. Anyway, here's what I'm saying. I don't think it's gay because, this is something my girlfriend did. She got him the costume.
Pass it on to the chick. Pass. You didn't love every minute of it that he was in that thing. I mean, I don't know if people can see this, but did you put it on Twitter or just Facebook? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Here's another thing. I treat Facebook very differently, by the way.
I understand. So do I.
Do you?
Yes.
Because now I'm going to review everything you've ever posted, Frank. Every little picture of your daughter wearing a ballerina costume, your son...
There's no pictures of my daughter wearing a ballerina costume.
Only in my dreams. Only in my dreams. What?
You know what? Go fuck yourself, you sick motherfucker.
I'm fucking with you, Frank. You know that. By the way...
No, but Ken, seriously.
Has your son posted any more videos of dancing to Enrique Iglesias?
Hey, you said that beginning part was epic.
You said it. The beginning part was very memorable. The point is we all share stupid shit. And I posted it on Facebook because...
Did you think your dog enjoyed being dressed up like a buffoon?
Yeah, I kind of did. I shared it because, I use Facebook for family things. I'm not going to... first of all, I'm not going to deny that it's stupid. And I'm not going to deny that people are going to think it's a fucking gay thing. As Freddie Twats in the Hear Us Talk chat room has said... He said, dressing your dog up and posting it on Facebook, now that's power bottom gay. All right? Teddy enjoys being a fucking banana. He does. And
you bought that costume or was supplied to you?
Well, I mean, we paid for
it. Did you buy the costume?
I didn't buy it. Amanda bought it.
Oh, don't give me semantics.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. If I was accusing you of wearing fucking lubed up shoes with dildos on the toes and then going to visit Ed, would I fucking, would I ask you if you bought them?
I mean, we looked at your dog. He just looked miserable. He was saying to himself, what is this guy doing? I mean, come on. Where's the dignity for your dog, for Christ's sake?
Where's the gay part? Like, you're going into his inner dialogue. I posted it because I kind of wanted to share it with people that know Teddy. My family, people I used to work with, they
enjoy. What kind of reaction did you get?
I think I got a pretty positive one.
Did you get any random responses, if you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you know what I mean.
No,
one time you made a response to somebody's post and somebody said, that's random. Did you get any random responses?
Oh, are you talking about when...
I don't want to mention names.
Well, I was I saw a picture of Jimmy Rhodes, his son, and his wife. And I commented, because his son had a cool jacket on for a kid, I wrote, cool jacket.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of...
Well, you know as well, just to digress a little bit, you know as well as I do that was a little bit of a, how do you say, dig, because what you're trying to say is, you know what, I'm not going to say your kid's cute, I'm going to notice the jacket. Look, don't deny it.
No, first of all.
Don't deny it.
His kid is cute, it goes without saying. Most kids are cute, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
I'd imagine when you were a kid, you were fucking terrible looking, fish-eyed fucking mess. What?
I actually looked Chinese. My eyes were slanted.
Did you have really black, straight black hair?
Yes, poke straight, like a fucking bowl was on my head.
Was your family embarrassed? Did they have to explain it away that you weren't adopted, that they were in fact fertile?
No. But let's.
They didn't purchase you.
But I digress. Let's continue.
With what?
May I jump in here?
Ed, feel free to jump in.
I understand you going along with the whole bit, you know.
Sure.
You know, you have to do certain things, you know, because you're in a relationship and you got a girlfriend, and I understand that part.
Okay.
But the posting it, you actually doing the posting to Facebook and not her was the thing,
right?
That,
exactly. You posted it.
That's the thing that surprised
you
me.
You advertised it, No Style.
Okay. Here's the thing. How did my post come off? Did you read the fucking post, or did you just look at the picture and stroke yourself off as you called Frank?
No, I was actually on the phone with him when I saw it, as I oftentimes multitask.
Yeah. I posted a picture of him because, it's ridiculous. And, he was in a Halloween costume contest or whatever the man to put him in. And I thought it was funny because a lot of people take this shit seriously. He won. And then proceeded to shit like a 1 foot log right in front of everybody as they were disappointed after waiting an hour. Like, see, this is the fucking thing. You guys want to just criticize me for doing something that you perceive to be gay that I don't even give a shit about. I thought it was funny. I think the dog looks fucking funny in a goddamn banana costume. Okay? I think he looks fucking funny. And you could say it. I don't give a shit. But here's the thing, Ed. What do you think of when you hear Halloween costume contest? What do you think of?
I think of scantily clad women in a bar somewhere with really, really naughty outfits.
Okay, and how old are you? And how old are you, Ed?
I'm 38.
Okay. Aren't you getting past that?
No.
Aren't you honestly getting past that?
Now, this is a conversation that Frank and I have had. As I'm getting older, I'm finding out my libido is growing and not diminishing, unlike some people.
I'm not questioning your I'm not questioning your libido or the fact that it is as you say. But what I'm questioning is the first thing you thought of and thought to mention to dudes is, yo, bro, tits, obviously. Obviously, there's never just a moment that isn't fucking sexually centered. Like, I don't know. As I'm getting fucking older,
absolutely,
just fucking burned out on most things. To be perfectly honest, I'm just fucking burned out on most things. I want to actually just see whatever, you know. Like, I don't think of that shit anymore. I just don't fucking think of it. I think, this is something that a man is into. I'll go. The dog's in a stupid costume. Maybe I'll see other dogs in stupid costumes.
You didn't have to go. You could have stayed home, couldn't you?
I chose to go. I didn't have to go. I chose to go.
Okay. So don't make it sound like you had to go.
I didn't. I don't think I did. Did I?
Well, let's listen. I'm not going to call.
First of all, you make everything that is done by done with your family sound like such a fucking hassle. I talked to you to prepare for this show, and I think your daughter just asked you to speak quieter, and you just yelled at her and said, "I'm on the phone, not now." Not now. I'm on the phone, and your kids started crying. You're a goddamn. You have no fucking patience.
All right. So you have admitted that it's gay. I think we could admit that, right?
No, what you had said was, is it gay to enter your dog, for a dude to enter his dog in a Halloween costume contest? 100% gay. Is it okay to go and check out a Halloween costume contest?
Oh.
I don't think it is.
No.
Especially when I have when I'm doing things with an unpaid woman, Ed.
Right. No.
I'm interacting.
That's a low blow. No style.
That costs $350.
The act of you going and doing that, I don't think it's all. Yeah. Again, you're in a relationship. There are certain things that maybe not your first choice to do, but you do it anyway.
Your gripe is with me posting it on Facebook.
Right.
I'm going to say to you, and this is what has been said to me, and I now live by it. If you don't like it, Ed, if you don't enjoy it, unfollow me.
Oh, no.
Wah!
No.
Wah! If you don't like what I'm writing, unfollow me. I don't give a shit if you like it or not. I really don't care, and I'm not going to encourage you to unfollow or not do my shit.
Can I ask you one more? Is it gay? While we've brought this one back,
is it gay?
Is it gay for a middle-aged bald man to call a person on the phone and fucking sing love songs and show tunes to him?
Are you referring to?
Can you do, Beth? You hear me calling? You know I want you, yeah.
Me and
the boys are playing.
Frank, is that what you do?
Oh, he does that all the time.
I didn't call you and then sing. I think we were talking, and then I broke into show tunes. It's a big deal.
Wait. I don't think I know any show tunes. Now, I hear this as when people want to make a character gay, they'll say, "Oh, he's really big into show tunes." I really don't know what the fuck any show tunes are.
I'm not even into show tunes. What song did I even sing? I don't even freaking remember.
Ed,
some kind of gay '80s love song you were singing, and then you were singing show tunes. I don't know.
Give me an example of a show tune. I don't know what show tunes are.
Well, what were you singing recently, Frank?
I honestly don't remember.
Oh God, you have no memory.
Ed, you brought it up.
I try to just exit it from my head.
Yeah.
I don't remember the actual songs that he sings, but he sings. It makes it very uncomfortable. He serenades me.
Ew!
You're a fucking liar. How fucking dare you say that, you fucking asshole?
This from the two guys who are attacking me, calling something that I did involving
Sarah
my girlfriend
your ass.
Gay. You two have like no. You hang up first. No, you hang up first. No, you no. hang up first. I love you more. No, I love you more. Rub it on my bald head again.
I have an announcement.
Is it positive?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no longer...
Oh, I thought you were giving test results. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, there's no longer a, what should I call it? A male pleasuring device in this house. It has been disposed
of. Wow. You disposed of the rubber vagina.
Nice tepid applause for Ed throwing out something he used
Ed,
to fuck.
Ed, what brought you to throw away the rubber vagina after all these years?
He confused it with Tupperware.
It's been at least 2.5 years since I used it, and I was cleaning out the bathroom, and it had to go.
You just put it in a regular, you wrap it up, or just put it through
it
in there.
See, the thing about that is, I didn't want to put it in my regular trash, just in case there was like a letter or something that I threw out. I actually wrapped it in like 3 ShopRite bags and brought it out with the rest of the trash.
Yeah,
so it was
you don't want
a separate bag.
You don't want a fucking crow pecking at the bag and flying away with it in its beak, just going away from the old Ed McGrath fucking residence. So you're ashamed to have owned it. But
yes.
You proudly fucked it for 5 years.
No, no, no. I have not used it in over 2 years. So it just went without use.
Did you have that last moment that Frank loves to describe where you rinse it out in front of a mirror and cry?
Nope. Nope. Went right into the garbage. Done. Gone.
So you're not going to use a device anymore?
Nope. Didn't even think about it. It just didn't meet my expectations.
You see, all the ideas come out after it's impossible to do. You streamer 91, whatever the fuck your number is, says you should have thrown it on a playground.
That's just sick.
Wait, what's sick? Throwing it on a playground or hiding it and jizzing in it where you brush your teeth?
I don't.
God, I'm a fucking – I'm a loon. I'm a fucking creep because I put a dog in a fucking costume. You just described things that you fuck and then sadly threw away.
So,
you know,
so
one time –
you just described
it
like you got rid of your high school yearbooks.
There used to be this chat
– like it's some big fucking announcement.
There used to be a chat thing we used to go on called Pal Talk. I don't know if you remember that. And one time Ed showed me the rubber vagina and there was a pubic hair on it. No joke. Am I correct, Ed?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Well, I can confirm it. Because
I saw Ed's pubes.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
All right.
Well, I saw your pubes.
Is that...
You know what? You two... Hey, guys.
First, Frank.
Guys, don't burn out your conversation. Frank's going to have to sing a show tune or two as he strokes his fucking...
Memories in the time of the season.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Keep that to yourself. Keep your relationship fresh. Remember, Ed and Frank, if it's not new, it's through. Okay? If it's not new, it is through.
Did you just make that up just now off the cuff?
No, that's from Chris Rock.
Oh.
I heard that a long time ago. Ed, thank you very much for calling in, you son of a bitch. You prick. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. Frank, Amanda and I took Teddy to a quote contest.
What did they win? Like some rawhide or something? Or
well, there was a free box of greenies, like dog treats, and there were three prizes. One is like a $5 coupon for some shit, and another one is like 10 or whatever. I don't even know. But when I tell you that this was the most pathetic turnout for something that was really just, you know, a 5-minute event, it was pretty sad. Like they advertised this on the various sites that Amanda visits to keep our house dutifully stocked with as you said, rustic peanuts, which she never got to eat because you ate the only bag.
Oh, she could have bought more.
Well, you know, she didn't get the opportunity. She didn't get the opportunity. And by the way, you know, Frank, there are more Starbursts in the house. So next time you're over, you can once again sneak off with a few of them, as I know you did last time. I'm just saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You stole candy. You stole fizzy lifting drinks, you shithead. So we got there, and it said it started, and it was, I guess, running late. So we walked around and bought some dog food or whatever. And there was maybe another person with a dog, this older lady by herself with a dog in like some kind of a fucking costume with, I don't even remember, like a pig. It was dressed up as a fucking pig. And, you know, you'd walk in and they took a picture of, they let you take a picture of the dog or whatever in front of a backdrop. And that's where I took the fucking photo that you guys gave me so much fucking shit for. So that's where I took it. She waited like hours and, then, like she got there before us. She waited a long ass time, and then the thing started, and they basically said, "Okay, who do you guys think is third place?" And like they're looking around at like six. There's six dogs, so they're like, "I like the witch dog is okay. Third place goes to the witch. That's the scariest." That's the scariest. Okay, the next one is second place, the funniest costume. Who should win second place? And a couple of people are like, "Oh, the banana dog. I think the banana." And then one goes, "Okay, the skunk, the skunk." They just overrode this, and then they rigged it so that Teddy won, and they announced that he was the winner. And I saw very disappointed faces from people that. obviously wasted a day to go there and lose and not get anything. And then after that debacle, Frank, there was a parade. So you see,
at any point in time, were you embarrassed to be there?
I want
an honest answer.
When the parade began, I was embarrassed. And here's why. Here's why you didn't know of the fucking parade, because that is absolutely gay. The fact that your dog is now entered in a parade and you're walking him in it, and not that, not like 4th of July, go ahead, have fun. This parade, Frank, consisted of one walk around the store. not even outside, inside, in the fucking aisles.
And you walked in the parade.
I took 3 steps, and then Teddy crouched down and shit out what might have been 18 inches of shit. And so I was stuck cleaning that up, which means I got an out. I didn't have to walk around the sad, uninhabited store and then meet back at the training center. So, yeah. That was the extent of my embarrassing weekend, which honestly wasn't that fucking embarrassing. At least I didn't have to make a hard decision to throw out my rubber cunt, Ed. I guess he could probably say he didn't post that on Facebook, but he did share it to a few people that listen to this show. Frank, was that your big thing? Like, you didn't want to say hello? You wanted to just get right into this?
I had to get it off my chest.
Had to get it off your chest. Had to get it off your chest. Just a fun little thing I did with my girlfriend and my fucking dog.
Would you wear a shirt, t-shirt with your dog's picture on it?
I don't think I would. I'm pretty goddamn sure I would not wear a fucking picture of my dog, unless we were having some kind of a Latin American funeral for Teddy. I might do that. The oversized white tee with the poorly screen printed picture of him, and then on the back, rest in peace. I would do that. I wouldn't wear a t-shirt with my dog. What about you? Would you put a picture of your fallen dog Sophie on your fucking sleep shirts and sport that around town?
I don't think so. It would just be too hurtful. You know, it would hurt too many memories, so I wouldn't be able to do it.
Frank, what do you think of Nutella? Or not Nutella, Nutella, whatever the fuck that shit is.
I don't really care for
have
it.
Have you eaten it?
I've tasted it.
I never had it until yesterday.
It's almondy chocolate.
I never had it until yesterday. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
It's not so bad, but the thought of you putting it into 2 slices of bread is disgusting.
Amanda swears by it. She loved it. She had it as a kid. I never had it.
Were you a fluff boy?
What?
A fluff boy. Did you like Fluffer?
What the fuck is that?
It's like marshmallow fluff.
Is that like a kid that's illegally entered into porn rings?
No. It's marshmallow fluff.
Oh, you're talking about like Fluffer Nutter sandwiches? Never.
Right.
No. I didn't get too far beyond peanut butter and jelly, Frank. So this Nutella, I don't even know how to fucking pronounce it shit. I was excited to try it when Amanda bought a little jar of it. So I opened it up last night and... You know, I was kind of taken aback. It smells like the inside, that little dollop that you get inside those almond Rocher's candies. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know. They're in like a foil.
It tastes like the little fucking shit, the dollop of good shit.
They're actually quite good, those candies.
Ferrero Rocher. And carte blanche to put his... I had carte blanche to put as much of the Ferrero Rocher on the toast as I wanted to. So I open it up, and that smell hits me. And I look at it, and I take the fucking knife to it. It's like fucking cake frosting. And I read it, and it says, a healthy way to start your breakfast. It's nutty chocolate. It's goddamn fucking chocolate frosting. And I saw a commercial for it just before the show, where these kids are eating it, and the mother's so fucking proud that she fed it to her goddamn kids. Like, she made toast for the kid, and he's so fucking just done with toast, he slides it onto the other kid. And she slides it onto the baby. The baby fucking hates it. And then she's like, oh, I could fix this with Nutella. She spreads it on this chocolatey bullshit. Does breakfast have to taste like fucking candy anymore? like all the best cereals when I was a kid were fucking were like they had they actually had Reese's Pieces Puffs. Do you remember those? Do you ever see those?
I they were after my time, but I do recall seeing them because my kids have them.
Oh, so you were just too old to ever fucking eat an entire box of them. You never tried them.
They
ever.
Weren't Reese's Pieces. Those that particular brand, that particular flavor was not around when I was a child.
Yeah. But unlike the fucking inauguration of George Washington, you could have tried it. You could have experienced it.
Hey, fuckface, I said I tried because my kids eat it, you dummy.
Okay, but it's, don't act like it's after your time. You're not fucking dead.
No, it's after. That was after my time.
How is it after your time?
That cereal wasn't around when I was a young feller.
Yeah, but you eat fucking cereal today, you fucking
right,
dick.
I've
your career of eating cereal isn't over, fuckface. Do you see? So your time is still now.
Right.
You could have the shitty tricks shaped like the real fruits if you choose.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, are you upset? Are you mad?
No. You know, my wife bought, I think she went to one of those bulk stores. She got it at Target. It was discounted on the end cap was Booberry.
You get discounted boxes of Booberry?
Now, and in my neck of the woods... where I'm located, Booberry was never around. You never could find Booberry. Only Frankenberry and Count Chocula. You could never find Booberry yeah. once in a, and, yeah. and you never found Fruit Brute. That was never around either.
I know you mentioned this on the J. Mark Inman show that there was a Fruit Brute variety.
Right. Well, Fruit Brute. That was the four cereals: the Fruit Brute, the Booberry. The Frankenberry and the Count Chocula.
You see, when I was in my day of cereal eating, I didn't even know that fucking Booberry existed until like I started examining every cereal box because there was no TV in the kitchen. There was no newspaper.
You didn't have a TV in your kitchen?
No, not until 2000. My parents got a TV in their kitchen in the year 2000. So as a kid, nothing interesting.
In the year 2000. In the year 2000.
Awesome.
You know what that's from?
Yeah.
All right.
People who have been dead for nearly 12 years know what that's about as well. Thank you. Actually, even longer, Frank. That was the joke.
Do you watch his new show? I don't think I watched it once.
I watched Conan's show once, maybe. It just, I don't know.
Did you think it lost its oomph not being on network television?
It gained its oomph from that because there was a big internet push for him. But I don't feel like I need to watch it. At one point, I was really into Conan's show on like NBC. I really liked it for a little while, but even then, I still got fucking tired of it. I don't know. I never had a need to watch any of those fucking shows. Like, I don't understand why people would, why Jay Leno would ever have loyal viewers. Like, someone who has to see his fucking show. It's probably the corniest bullshit I've ever seen in my entire life. Which reminds me of something, Frank. Corniest. Would you say that African Americans are very creative when it comes to language and slang? Would you say that?
I really have no comment on that matter.
I fucking hate you, Frank. I absolutely hate you. I'm not being racist in the least. Not in the fucking least.
Well, that's how it
first
sounds.
Of all,
I don't like it.
First of all, here's the fucking harsh reality. Al Sharpton will never hear an episode of this show and hear you say something that he is outraged by. So stop acting as though your world's going to be torn apart if you fucking comment on anything that might involve a black person. Every time it's like, hey, Frank, do you think black people have darker skin than white people? I have no comment on that. I have no comment. I will offer no opinion. I've noticed that black people, Frank, and the listeners would probably even agree if they had the opportunity of a mic in front of their mouth during a talk show, black people create more slang than any other race. But they constantly create it, and that's what sets them apart. And the reason they have to constantly create it is because other races take on their words and ruin them. They make them stale. For example, Bling Bling is
now,
over
bling
with.
Bling
it's over with.
I know what Bling... First of all, it's not Bling Bling. It was just Bling.
No, it was originally Bling Bling.
And what it represents is it represents jewelry and bracelets.
Now, the fact that you know this means that that word has expired and has probably been replaced 15 times over. They always create the new phrase, then it falls down, trickles down to white people who ruin it and force them to come up with a new one. But I've noticed that one thing, through my use of chat roulette, there is one word that they have taken from whites that they will not let go of. They have actually tried to bring it back. Mm-hmm. The word is corny. Now, in your experience, where do you most associate hearing the word corny from?
From Caucasians.
Probably elderly Caucasians, Looney Tunes, cartoons. You know?
I was not a big utilizer of the word corny.
Of the word what?
Corny.
Why can't you say it?
Because when I say that word, it reminds me of candy corn. And candy corn.
That makes no sense. Why would you say it fucked up if it reminds you of something that is actually pronounced corn?
Corn. I say corn.
Are you just saying this to have something unique or
no,
interesting
not at
about
all.
You?
Not at all.
Because I've never heard you say corn. You fucking dislodge your jaw like a snake about to swallow a rat, and then you say corn. It's absolutely fucking terrible. Yeah. You know what? Some would say that you do this because you have no idea what's being said on the show. So you hear so you actually hear a word and decide to pronounce it fucked up so that you could just be on the same page.
So I get deflect.
Exactly.
Right.
But the word corny, Frank, is based in elderly white people talk.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard an elderly person use the word corny. My grandmother, rest in peace, she never utilized the word corny in her whole life. I don't know what
she was Italian.
What the fuck it meant.
She was fucking Italian. She didn't fucking probably even know what it meant.
I'm not even sure I'm 100%. To me, corny is something that's goofy or something that would make one embarrassed.
But
is that?
But nevertheless, the thing is, corny I always associate with white people. And from my experiences on Chat Roulette, where I go on after the live shows and I attempt to freestyle rap and sing and perform music for strangers, nearly one in three black people will say, "Man, you corny as fuck, dog. You corny, dog. You corny. Not you. Corny, dog. What y'all doing, dog? Y'all corny." And that, my friends, is an example of, I guess, they're hoping that we forgot about it. They're out of ideas, is what I'm saying, Frank. I think they're out of ideas. That's the only instance I can think of that. Now, nobody really says it nowadays except black people, but it was traditionally a white word. It's not a created word. It's not a word that they coined. Why do I get the sense that you're just sitting there playing with your fucking thumbs, staring up at the ceiling, waiting for some fucking keyword like the government? Just waiting to start a recording.
I had another word that entered into my mind too.
What?
Do you think it's a feminine for a man to use?
By the
word?
Way, a feminine is not a word.
Yes, it is. It means ladylike. A feminine.
That would be effeminate.
Right.
No. Is it that would be effeminate, not a feminine. You've been saying this for years, and it's fucking wrong. So don't tell me that there should be words or what words are or get into any fucking wordplay with me until you admit that you've been saying it wrong and you're a fucking dope. Admit this, please.
That's the way I was pronounced this. That's the way I said it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's fucking wrong. Okay, continue, please.
Do you think it's effeminate for a man to utilize the word comfy?
Comfy?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I use the word comfy.
A man who uses the word comfy is the same man who uses the word yummy.
No, that is not true.
And they're both a feminine.
That is absolutely not true. By the way, when I think of the word yummy and dudes that should not say it, there's that guy on QVC who will take a spoonful of whatever they're selling and just fucking roll his eyes to the back of his head. Okay, this is where it's gonna fucking fall off, and I'm gonna fucking berate you. You thought, I guess you sat on whatever anger you had when I posted the fucking picture on Saturday, and you let loose your fucking attack. I just heard that, and in 35 seconds, I'm ready to fucking just completely rip you to fucking shreds.
I accidentally clicked something. I apologize. I thought I had it on mute.
Yeah, because you're never fucking focused on what the fuck we're talking about,
well,
Frank.
Well, I do have attention deficit disorder.
I don't give a shit.
Well,
I don't care. That's beyond your time. You should not have fucking ADD. You're in the twilight of your life. You should not be fighting for fucking attention. You should not be having issues with what you fucking shift your attention to at fucking 50 fucking years old, however old you are. It's fucking irritating. What are you clicking on? What are you browsing right now instead of listening to the words I'm fucking saying to you? Are you afraid?
Doing research.
Of what? What research landed you at a site that plays the fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you sound?
I don't want to go into it right now.
I want you to go into it. You made it our business right now. You made it our fucking business. What are you doing? What are you doing, Frank? Every week... Every fucking week. I'm telling you, it's absolutely every fucking week. You wouldn't have had material this week if I stayed home. If I decided to stay home in my... Well, actually, here's news. I was going to say, if I decided to stay home in my dirty underwear all weekend, you wouldn't have had material. But the fact is, I went out in my dirty underwear all weekend. I didn't fucking change my underwear all weekend.
I don't believe you.
I swear to God.
Did you shower at all the weekend?
No, I didn't. I went the whole weekend just completely filthy. Completely filthy and disgusting. So I tried to berate you, but now I'm actually exposing
you don't
my
wake,
own shame.
Yeah.
What?
You need a shower to wake yourself up, regardless of how dirty you are.
Not really.
All right.
I don't understand. Why do you need a shower to wake up? If you just are you going to be permanently asleep? I mean,
don't
at
you
a
feel like
point,
when you have a shower in the morning, you feel groggy?
Not when you wake up at 10:30. You know, like you sleep until you're right. Not on the weekend. You sleep until you're done sleeping. You have no alarm. There's no reason for you to fucking wake up. I mean, there are people, Frank, and this may shock you. There are people that don't fucking have 2 hours of sleep a week. You fucking never sleep, so you're a goddamn mental wreck. So you need that shower. But, you know, occasionally it's nice to have a fucking... It's nice to have a fucking...
No, it is nice. I'm not gonna deny it.
What's nice?
It's nice just to, you know, not have to shower, just to hang out in your sweats all day.
Yeah. Until you take that next shower and you have that fucking lint built up... Right at the top of the old fucking ass crack.
Have you ever had to take a dump so bad that you held off on taking it, and then when you finally took it, it was hard to come out?
No, I don't. You know what? I don't think I've ever experienced that.
I experienced it today.
It was just because you held it for so long?
I held it. I had to take my kids to the bus stop, so I held it for so long. Then by the time I got back, it just... Even though I let loose, it took like at least 30 seconds for some action to happen.
Wait, you think 30 seconds isn't normal? Like, what's the problem with having to wait 30 seconds to shit? Like, it's my understanding that 30 seconds is a pretty decent time for shit to come out for normal people.
No, not to come out, for it to start to come out.
Yeah.
usually when I sit on the bowl, it's just
there are people that take hours to shit, like every time. I don't know. Yeah, like Shawnee Murphy will shit once a week, and it's like you better fucking write him off for the afternoon.
He's, are you putting me on?
He's just gone.
He only goes once a week.
No, he told a story once where, actually, someone called in. I think non-shitting Jack called in, and said he's like, everybody thinks I'm weird at school because I thought you only shit like once every 2 days, and Sean's like, that's exactly what happened to me. I had no idea that other people took 3 shits a day, and until we started talking about it at lunch, and you know, yeah, he shits like once every 2 days, I think. Is what he said.
I would love that.
Why would you enjoy that? It's got to be fucking painful.
It saves time.
With the amount of shit you eat, you're probably going to shit out fucking firewood.
I had split pea soup last night. My wife made homemade split pea soup. Do you like split pea soup?
Kermit the Frog comes out of your asshole. I love split pea, but yeah.
It's good.
It's a fucking disaster. For some reason, every time I eat peas or anything with peas, the peas come back together as their original form. Like, no matter how much I chew them, they fucking assemble like T-1000. Do you even know what that means?
I'm not familiar with that. I'm sorry.
Terminator 2. Awesome, Frank. Jesus Christ. You know
I was watching, they had a rerun of one of those, the original Die Hard that came out in 1988. Do you remember that movie?
I do. Remember that.
Do you realize that Bruce Willis in that movie was like 34 years old? Didn't he seem like so much older than that movie?
Because he was not, I don't think he was fully bald, but he was bald enough at that point. I remember the fucking cocky businessman who was ripping lines off his fucking desk. Like the epitome of the 80s is a guy with a fucking ponytail just doing coke in his office. Like, and there's no problem. It's as if you walked in on him in the bathroom. It's like, whoa, this is my private time. Every fucking 80s villain, like there were, or not maybe 80s, but there was a certain sweet spot of years where they had to have the guy with the fucking ponytail. Do you know what I'm saying? Like Kindergarten Cop, the father of the kid had a fucking like a businessman ponytail.
Well, there's some Karate Kid radio 2, Terry jockeys still have that.
Who are you referring to?
You know, there's some radio hosts that still have that ponytail.
Can I ask you a question right now, Frank?
Sure, sure.
Are you a pussy?
Am I a pussy?
Yeah.
No, why?
Because you said that some radio people have this hairstyle. Right. And I asked you who it was.
Oh,
and you refused
Ron Bennington.
To say. Oh, Ron Bennington. Well, some people think it looks good on him.
What do you think?
I don't think it looks very good at all. Personally. But then again,
what gets me is the people who are bald and have that ponytail.
Yeah, the bald
detail.
Like,
the top
bad.
Of their head is just bald, and that they still pull it back.
Yeah, the balding ponytail guy, there's a certain stage in that fucking timeline where it looks like a bird's nest. Like, it looks like an eagle should be fanning his fucking wings on top of his head. That guy who still does that. And then, like, at the onset of it almost looks like a Davy Crockett hat. But what I was talking about in the movies, the guy that fucking, the one villain, like, there was Terry Silver in Karate Kid. He had the little thin ponytail. He's supposed to be this fucking badass with no remorse. The ponytail
Karate
guy.
Kid.
What?
Nothing. It's whatever. That had Ralph Macchio in it, didn't it?
Yes, it did. What's wrong, Frank?
No. It's just, you know, it just brings back memories. It's all
memories of what? Episode 140. When we already talked about this.
Yeah, again. I'm sorry.
For those of you who don't know, DJNewStyleShow.com, you can download everything we've ever done. And you could probably hear the 2 or 3 times that Frank told that story about going to the Menlo Park Mall, waiting for Ralph Macchio in his 8 is Enough t-shirt, and crying his fucking little pre-bald eyes out. His little Chinese eyes out. You said you were Chinese?
I actually looked Asian when I was younger. I had slanted eyes. And I was very dark-skinned. I was very tan.
I love how I ask you a question that involves no stereotyping about black people, and you refuse to comment. Meanwhile, you said, I looked Asian. I had slanted eyes.
Is there something wrong with that?
I don't think you could say that it's slanted to describe their eyes.
All right, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'll say it all day because I don't necessarily care, and I don't think that they care either. But I think that would fall under your definition, at least, of racism.
You know, I was watching an old news clip. Sometimes I like to watch old news clips.
How about you watch a new one every now and then? See, we have something to fucking talk about.
I was watching an old news clip. So, like, sometimes I like to watch like the local news from like 1980. Although I'll have clips on YouTube, like little teasers or whatever. And I watch it, and they were doing a broadcast. And they referred to an Asian woman as an Oriental woman. And you won't find that nowadays.
No, you definitely won't. You won't. Yeah, I remember before my grandmother died, she would always call the Asians the Orientals. And you know what? You can't expect them to learn how many words you need to learn to describe people from that area. You know, give us one, we'll stick with it. But you mentioned you were watching videos, Frank. You're perusing various video websites. Do you do that from time to time? Do you figure how many hours a week do you spend just watching random videos?
Not much at all. I just, you know, once in a while, to take a break, I may have myself a peanut bar, some soda, and I'll watch some YouTube for about 10 minutes. That's the way I take my break.
Thanks for really describing it. I'm glad I know the exact flavor of your fucking snack. I have a peanut bar. Are we sponsored by Peanut Bar? What do you do? You rest it on your belly and click, click the next, the half-eaten, half-unwrapped fucking snack bar? I watch a lot of videos, and I get into fucking streaks where I'll just watch one type of something, and I'll try to find everything in that category. Like, for example, in the past, I've talked about my obsession with cysts being popped and lumps being squeezed and just fucking gushing pus and just chunky shit getting squeezed out of shoulders and back. For at least a few months, I was obsessed with that. I was obsessed with injuries, skateboarding accidents, all those types of things that I think everybody kind of looks for. When they get on YouTube every now and then. But the one thing I could never really do were the beheading videos and like the blatant ogreish, like terrible fucking brain scarring videos that you can never forget. Did you ever get into any of those? I mean, I know a lot of people will just see it because they hear about it constantly and they'll cave and they'll
It's not a matter of getting into it. I never sought that stuff out.
You ever just jerk off to a beheading video? It's all I can come to anymore. I need my peanut bar, halfway dim lights, my white Reeboks, my stained long sleeve tee. Yeah, it's something that you kind of stumble into, I think. I've never done the beheading video. I couldn't fucking do that. But I mean, I have seen a few torture videos. Like the worst thing I've ever seen up until a couple of days ago, mind you, was there was this one video clip going around before YouTube where it was like a 30-second, maybe if that long, video of this fucking jungle boot on a dude's face. I think a Russian dude's face, and then like a Rambo knife cutting his fucking neck open, and you heard, and that's it. And that's all it was. And sometimes it was mislabeled, like a big trick in the late 90s. Kids, if you're listening, a big trick, since videos were just downloaded files, they were just links, was to maybe rename the file as something that might look interesting. At the time, Britney Spears was some hot poon that everybody wanted to get a fucking whiff of. So they would put Britney Spears fuck or Britney Spears and then any verb. Or any noun. And then you'd click on it, and it's that same fucking Chechnyan, Russian, Eastern Bloc guy with a fucking Crocodile Dundee knife cutting his fucking windpipe. 30 seconds of it, same video every single time, just completely fucking ruined me for pursuing anything along those lines. Now, did you ever get, you know, whether you were tricked or whether you sought it out yourself, did you ever see anything like horrific like that online?
Well, what I would do is I would always be leery of those types of links. So I would put my hands over my eyes, and then I would just gently open, spread my fingers and peek through. And if so I saw it, I wouldn't watch it if I didn't like it.
So you saw beheading videos before?
I saw one, and it's nothing to brag about.
So it was tame to you.
No. It's nothing for somebody to brag about that they watched it. I'm ashamed that I watched it.
Okay, you're ashamed that you watched it. I don't give a shit about people, you know, tooting their own horn or anything like that. What I'm kind of wondering is, have you ever seen anything online that fucking that shook you?
I don't like seeing. I'll see fish that are still alive they're still in the fish case. And they're still moving.
What is the fish case?
The fish are in the fish case, and they're still moving.
No, hold on. You can't define something by saying that something again. Like when I ask what the fish case is,
the fish case.
The fish in the fish case. What the fuck is a fish case?
The fish case, where you put the fish in the fish case. When you go to a store, they're in the fish case.
Are you talking about the freezer?
No, they're in the fish case. When you go to a store, a supermarket, and you go to the fish department, they're in the fish case.
So the glass thing with the ice.
Right, the fish case.
It's not a fish case.
That's what you call it. It's a fish case, you dummy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you falling back on your work experience at the experience? Shopping at the experience?
In Edison, New Jersey, the experience.
Yeah, it's still called the fucking freezer, asshole. Anyway, right. So you actually saw a video where they were alive?
They'll show a video of like flipping fish around? That are still alive and their eyes are moving, and I really find that vile.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Steve the LARPer's pointing out then you must not really enjoy Faith No More's epic video.
You know what? They got a lot of criticism for that video. I will be honest with you. They got a lot of criticism. That's the reason why they're not around anymore, Stephen LARPer.
I appreciate you being honest. They're selling out fucking arenas and theaters.
They're not even around anymore, dummy.
They just performed like last year, you fucking dope.
They're not around.
Okay. All right. All right, Frank. You're the authority on everything. Tell us more about the fish case.
And also, sometimes they'll show video. They'll show people slicing off the head of a snake or something, and the snakes.
I saw that. That's creepy. But I those seem kind of fake. Like I saw one actually a couple days ago where it was supposed to be like Soviet video, Soviet experimental video where they had a dog's head, and this has to be fake. But it's a dog's head detached from the body, hooked up to some kind of a blood pump, and they're doing experiments to it. Like they're taking citric acid and rubbing it on his little nose, and he licks his little nose real slow, like, because he's just a fucking head. He kind of opens his eyes a little bit, tries to move a little bit. Steve LARPer is insisting this is not fake. Have you seen this one? Oh my God! Are you there?
Are you talking about? I thought you were talking about Steve. To Steve.
You, Steve, can't answer me. You fuck.
No. I told you.
How the fuck is he going to answer me?
I told you about this video, you dummy. And I refuse to watch it. It's vile. And the fact that you would watch, you have no filter.
I saw it. I mean, honestly,
do you think it was fake?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think it is. I'd like to think that there weren't fucking experiments to keep a fucking a dog head alive. I mean, it looked pretty convincing because it wasn't like they just took a robot dog that looked alive. It looked really fucking subdued. It looked dead and had some alive moments. But I don't know, man. It was kind of disturbing.
What breed of dog was it? Do you remember?
Maybe like a little white husky. Kind of dog, you know, fluffy, eyes always closed except kind of like open a little bit, like they're closed, jam shut, and then like open a little bit, half masked like Frank at 3 years old with his slit chink eyes. Yeah, really fucking frightening. So you watch the fish case, living fish, but you won't watch the, you won't even attempt to see this video with the dog that had been tortured.
There's a difference between, I have a hard time watching.
Oh, it was Steve Lubber saying it was a Maltese.
Oh, fuck you.
And it was filmed a year ago. Anyway.
I have a problem when you see people feeding mice to snakes. You know, does that bother you?
No, that's what snakes eat.
All right. You're being all fucking brave and bravado. Okay, that's what snakes eat.
Okay, I have a problem watching you shovel chips into your mouth. That's what they fucking eat.
I understand. We all know that's what they fucking eat, New Style. Don't give me your fucking bravado and your machismo, okay?
Well, you feel bad. Why do you feel bad? What about that makes you feel bad?
Let me ask you this.
Hold on.
What if it was a rabbit and they put a rabbit in there? That's not going to make you feel a little bad. Come on. Your heart isn't made of glass, is it?
When it comes to animals eating animals, I don't want to sit and watch it all day, but it's not going to upset me. Like so you recognize the snake needs to eat, right? But you're just kind of more upset that something cute is dying.
Don't show off the food, okay?
Okay.
I won't watch television nature shows when they have nature shows on and like they'll have a tiger or somebody who's on the prowl.
What about a hunting show?
But may I finish my thought, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
They'll have like a tiger or a lion or something.
A tiger. Okay,
and they're stalking their prey like some deers or something. I will not watch the point where they're gonna fucking attack it because it just breaks my heart.
It's pretty gay that your heart is broken by nature. Nature breaks my heart, Frank. You need a mop top haircut and four shitty fucking guitar players. That's what you need. Oh God, Frank. So. You recognize that video has to happen, but there are aspects of it that hurt you. Is that a fair statement?
Of course. I'm not going to, you know.
So then why is it? Why is it, Frank? I'm asking you this now.
I was going to say something really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say? You have to say it now.
No. I was going to say something. Nothing. Go ahead.
Say it.
No. What happens is I feel as though sometimes people are showing off by putting the live food in these tanks. Would you not agree with that?
Where are they going to put it? Are they going to excuse the snake to the fucking bathroom? God. What are they going to do, Frank?
You feed it fresh vegetables and grains and oats.
A snake isn't going to eat a fucking radicchio salad, you fucking asshole. They want to hunt. You dumb fuck.
Snakes are naturally carnivores.
Yeah, so why are you going to give it fresh vegetables, as you just said?
You got to give it fresh vegetables
you marble mouth fucking dope. When was the last time you ever saw a snake open its jaw for a head of
but
fucking
let me ask
red
you,
snakes
lettuce? Snakes are carnivores.
Yes!
But if you have a starving snake and just have vegetables in the tank, do you think he'll eat them or do you think he'll fucking go hungry?
I don't know. Carnivores eat fucking meat, so we'll probably not decide.
I understand that, but
he's not going to decide to eat your fucking sesame oil salad from Panera. They'll just fucking, it'll die. That's what Walter Sobchak is from Texas. He knows snakes.
Okay? He's from Texas. He's a Texan man.
That's right.
Palmer.
And if you think he's going to eat some little pussy-ass 12-ounce roll of sausage. I'm sorry. I'm a Texas man. Randy Taylor. Speaking of videos that never fucking leave my memory. So the animal thing really upsets you. That's what I'm getting. Animals upset you.
Of course it does.
You
I
can recognize
animals.
The purpose of something in a video, but something about it will hurt you.
Right.
Now, I want to know, Frank, have you seen any of the video involving Muammar Gaddafi?
I saw it. I did see it. It was very shaky video. It was not professionally edited.
Yes. You saw it. What did you think of it?
Yes, of course I saw it.
What were your thoughts? You don't have to just answer that you saw it. You could expound, please.
My thoughts were,
Oh my God, I'm gonna stab you.
No, I'm trying to get my thoughts together here. The way I
plunge
thought
a nail
was
into your head. What?
Are you gonna let me finish?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The way I felt nothing.
Nothing.
The reason I felt nothing is because when I watched and researched on what he did to other people, and what I called it is just desserts.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you that it's good that he's gone. Just like I wasn't upset to find out in history class that Mussolini was hung in a butcher shop.
Benito Mussolini. He wasn't hung in a butcher shop. He was hung in the public square, my friend.
Whatever. Wherever he was hung.
My grandma was there and saw the whole thing happen.
Hmm. Did she have the grooves and hooves even then?
It was a different grandmother.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was she a sympathizer? Was she upset? Wipe it.
No, she was not a sympathizer.
From that point on, did she always wear a black veil?
She told me she threw an apple at him.
So they hung him in the... So what I heard about this thing. You hear about these things because you weren't there. Because you don't have necessarily, you know, video of it shown to you. You don't see this shit. So if I were to just hear, which I did initially, that Muammar Gaddafi was dragged through the streets, he was beaten to death by people that he oppressed, I'm all for it. It's great. It's fantastic. He's dead. Great. He needed to go. But there's something about having front row fucking seats to see like an iPhone video of a guy shoving a fucking turkey knife in his asshole. Did you see that part of the video?
You know what? I saw a knife near his buttocks, but I don't think it went in. I really
How could it have not gone in?
I don't think it went in. Because if it went in, he would have been in so much pain.
Dude, there was a portion of this video, they sodomized him. Wait, he would have been in pain? Are you kidding me?
Dude, you don't think he would have been in pain?
How is he not in pain? The guy was fucking crying blood out of his face. They took a fucking Jason from fucking Friday the 13th knife and shoved it into his colon. Through the pants. They weren't going to try and butt fuck him with no pants on. They took a knife, shoved it directly into his asshole. Now, guess what? Did he deserve it? Absolutely. Should he have died? Yes. Did he treat his people poorly? Yes. But now I ask you, watching that, is there anything that you felt seeing it firsthand, seeing these people just go just wild on this fucking guy, punching him in the face, sodomizing with a knife? Did you feel anything for that dude at all?
I felt nothing.
Nothing.
Contrary to you.
But something called a feeder mouse being eaten by a snake and your heart is broken. You just said it fucking breaks your heart to see something that's raised as food be eaten.
You told me you felt sorry for him watching that video.
There's a part of me, because I've seen it, because I'm watching it happen, I'm essentially there because I see the fucking herky-jerky motions of the phone, and I see they have him. They fucking have him in his hands. There's a part of me that can look past all that shit and just try to put myself in that situation. I said it a while ago. I watched an episode of First 48, and they gave the sentence to the guy. The guy's a piece of shit. Deserves to be away four times the sentence. But when I heard it, I'm like, holy shit, what if I was there? What if I had to hear that? Holy shit, what if I'm in the middle of this fucking crowd that's kicking and fucking stabbing and punching and all this shit? What the fuck would I do? That's a little bit of a different kind of sympathy, but I had that. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call the DJ New Style Show if you want to chime in. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton from Texas, by the way, Hate Us Talk is up to episode 57 and beyond. You need to check them out. HateUsTalk.tumblr.com.
I'd like to ask you a question, if you will. Whatever happened to your former co-host? You ever talk to him lately?
I haven't spoke to him. I got a text message and an email a couple months ago. I still think he's not doing real good. I'm going to try and get a hold of him shortly. I kind of reminded myself to do it a couple days ago.
I hope everything's okay with Jimmy. But
yeah,
I mean, thanks. Thank you for putting us in this awkward spot, Frank, because he did call in with something to say. Jimmy J.J. Walker, if you are listening to this, buddy, please get in touch with us. I hope everything's well with you. Hope everything's going okay. We're thinking about you, buddy. What's going on, Clayton?
Well, I was thinking about, like, you know, you're talking about the video, and you I don't know that you feel so much for him as the fact that, like, we can all dig pain. And watching him go through you, like, I can't imagine what it all feels like, but, like, none of us really, like, hey, you know, I want to get stabbed with a goddamn turkey baster in my ass. But I can imagine that doesn't feel good, so I would imagine, like, you sympathize from the level. Now, fuck him. I don't care. But what I got more out of the video is it reminds me of the people around him and how quick we are to turn into animals.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's really no difference between them and us. You know, we act like, oh, we're more civilized, but you shut the power and cut water off to these people's houses around your neighborhood, they're going to be doing the same shit to, you know, to officials and shit, too. So, you know, it's more scary from that way, how quickly things can evaporate.
I agree. And the thing about it, to me, is it's not that he's a horrible person. It is just what you said, that, you know, we all know what pain is, and to just see this dude not die is fucking, it's like, as inhuman as the guy is, as much a piece of as a piece of shit as he is, I don't want to watch a fucking human die. I don't have that in me.
Then why'd you watch it?
Because, Frank,
you just fucking contradicted yourself.
Because I'm human, and I was curious.
Okay, you just said you didn't want to watch it, but yet you watched it. You contradicting fuck.
Frank, you wanted to lose 40 pounds last year, but you ate ice cream every day. So I don't understand your logic. You just contradicted your entire life.
No, Frank, you're going on your soapbox.
We're humans. We're humans, and we make fucking mistakes is exactly what I'm getting at. The whole fucking setup to it was that you don't want to watch these things, but you get lured into it because you're curious.
You made a mistake. That's all. A mistake.
Isn't it more like the fact that, like, let's be honest, you know, you have a curiosity, but Ken, you probably didn't realize how far it would go.
That's it. I never thought in a million years, like, I love history. I love reading about this shit. I loved reading about World War II and what happened, how leaders lost their power there. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is happening. We can see exactly what it's like. And I never thought in a million years I would see the largest knife of any knife set go up a dude's fucking ass and have it be on fucking CNN or Live Leak. There are some knives in a knife set that are fucking swords. Okay, that went right up his fucking ass. They shoved through him.
I hate to say it like this, but you know, part of the heinous talk group that I'm forming as you know, part of our talking is a group of them, a small number of them, you know, like the anarchy revolution. I said, no, you're starting to see what revolution really looks like on fucking Live Leak and CNN.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to feel that shit? You want to feel a fucking nightmare?
Yeah, everybody wants to fucking to have a Facebook group revolution, but they don't fucking realize that it takes more than walking out of seventh grade gym and holding a fucking oak tag sign with Sharpie written on it. You're going to get fucking stabbed. You're going to have to do some fucking killing and beating, and you're going to have to try to fucking live. It's fucking insane, and nobody that fucking sits on Wall Street fucking truly understands it or could fucking go through it.
You know, and that's the fact, you know, it's something that, I can't remember who said it best, but, or said it that shocked me was that the reason that our grandparents, like my grandparents, you know, were so odd, you know, when they would talk about money and things like that, is they watched their kids starve.
Exactly.
Or their parents watched them starve.
Yeah.
And being in food lines or whatever, and that fucking warps you. And just, people nowadays aren't prepared for that shit, no matter how much TV and shit they see.
Yeah, so those old people are scared to buy crackers because they're $2, but Frank heats his house at 75 degrees in December. So, You fucking, Frank, you told me that you heat your house to 75 fucking degrees.
I never said that, fuckface. You asked me what's the highest. I asked you, I said, do you have your heat on? And you said yes. And I haven't had my heat on at all this season. You had your heat on. And then you asked me what's the highest. I said 74 in a dead of winter. I never said 75.
You know, Frank, you know what's funny about that? You're going, you know, hey, do you heat your house up to 75? My air conditioner is still on, set for 76.
Jesus Christ.
Frank, nobody would fucking... No, you can't even think in 75 degrees. Nobody sets their shit that high.
I said 74.
Nobody sets it that high in winter. Nobody.
Well, I guess I'm special.
Mm. Wow. I think I turned my heater on for a couple days, you know. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's probably because you're old and your brittle bones require a really high temperature.
All right.
Okay, good. You can't take any fucking direction, you piece of shit. Here's what I was trying to do.
What you're trying to do.
What am I trying to do? What am I trying to do then?
You're talking about the playing outside thing.
No, I'm not, you dumb fuck. You told me your fucking grandmother with the grooves and hooves heated her house to 80 fucking degrees.
Well, she would do that and then walk around in short sleeves.
Thanks for getting into it now that I fucking completely told
you. You know, it's getting late.
Jesus Christ.
It's getting late and we're past our time.
No, we're not past our fucking time, Frank. You're past your time. Clayton, thank you for calling in, buddy.
It's our time down here. It's our time down here.
It's their time up there. That's my dream, my wish. And I'm taking it back. I'm taking them all back. Clayton from Texas, when can we expect more magic from Hate Us Talk?
Well, we have been starting Wednesday nights. Like, it's not the, you know, I put an intro and outro for the recording, but we just kind of record live. So, you know, it's about 9 or 10 o'clock Wednesday nights. And, you know, it's the group, they're slowly learning how to use the mics, and they're actually a very dedicated, they actually show up to my house early. And so it's actually great. So, just kind of bear with us, and we're going to go into some really cool subjects and kind of have a little more fun with it. So,
it sounds awesome. Go to hateustalk.tumblr.com, subscribe, and why don't you go on the forums and let Clayton know exactly what you think of Hate Us Talk. And while you're at it, the DJ New Style Show, every other goddamn fucking thing we got out there. Don't forget Geeks of Rage Show. We got Veal Chop, Brian, and Mike weaving magic. Awesome fucking talk. Great podcast. Clayton, thank you for calling in, buddy. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Ed McGrath. And thanks to you, the listener, for downloading this absolute horseshit. And if you got to this point, you fucking played it out. So thank you very, very much for that. Frank, is there anything you'd like to say?
No.
Thank you. The DJ New Style Show is brought to you by ICU2. That's ICU2.com. Go there. It's free to try for your Windows computer, PC, whatever you want to call it. But pretty soon they're going to be platform independent. ICU2.com. They're face-to-face from any place. Also, check out Geeks of Rage Show. That's geeksofrageshow.com. It's our buddies doing a great podcast. HateUsTalk.tumblr.com, as I said before. And Facebook.com/DJ New Style Show. Let us know how we're doing. Suck my ass. Eat my shit. The Funky Monkeys is coming to town. Chat roulette if you're live. What a year that's been. It's some insane.